Well, let's check local sports first. In high school wrestling action last night, Atlantic picked up not one, not two, but three victories last night as part of a multi-team meet in Red Oak. Atlantic defeating Red Oak 60-18. Atlantic down AHSTW 48-18. The big one was Atlantic Cam downing Creston 36-32. Creston has been dominating the top of the Hawkeye 10 conference here lately as they pick up the victory as the Trojans got wins from Carter Cox, Chase McLaren, Drake Roller, John McConkey. In fact, they all got three wins on the course of the night. Also, Colby Sorensen, Connor Pellett, Mitchell Williamson, and Zach Stork picked up a couple of victories throughout the course of the evening. Kind of the highlight match there was Chase Schultz, who is ranked number one in the state at 182 pounds. He won a major decision over Zach Stork of Atlantic, who is ranked second in the state at 195 pounds. They wrestled at 195 last night. Also for AHSTW, Gabe Pauly picked up three victories at 160 pounds, and Brady Canada, a couple of wins at 220 last night for AHSTW. The rest of those matches, Creston beat Red Oak 50-24. Creston over AHSTW 64-15. Red Oak beat AHSTW 56-22. Also around the area in wrestling last night, it was Lewis Central beating Clarinda 45-30. Lewis Central over Denison 69-6. Clarinda beat Denison 59-18 in a double duel. Another double duel saw Glenwood beat Harlan 46-28. Glenwood over St. Albert 78-6. And Harlan over St. Albert 60-16. Also last night, Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 41-33. Kemper Catholic over Trainer 60-24. Kemper Catholic beat Griswold 72-6. Shenandoah over Griswold 54-12. Shenandoah beat Trainer 45-33. Trainer over Griswold 57-24. And also in wrestling last night, Logan Magnolia topping Thomas Jefferson 47-24. Loma beat West Harrison 75-6. Missouri Valley edging Logan Magnolia 39-30. Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 78-4. Thomas Jefferson over Missouri Valley 39-36. And TJ beat West Harrison 78-3 in wrestling last night. High school basketball last night, start with girls in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Red Oak topping Atlantic 69-49. Sierra Athan with 20 points and Hannah Vial with 18 to lead the way for the Tigers. Also, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 64-30. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 45-32. Denison topping Carroll 72-51. In Western Iowa Conference girls play last night, Logan Magnolia got 20 points out of Kenzie Kennard in a 62-29 win over Griswold. It was Trainer over AHSTW 71-28. Madeline Ditchler at 19 and Kayla Chapman 18 for the Cardinals. Grace Albertson had 9 points to help lead Audubon to a 35-17 win over Riverside. IKM Manning beat Underwood 74-59. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 54-52. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, girls action, Exira EHK, a big win over Glidden-Ralston, 45-40. It was Woodbine over Arweva, 54-27. Boyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 60-55. Charter Oak Ute over West Harrison, 62-44. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over East Mills, 39-33. Sydney beat South Page, 80-27. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Josie Clark had 28 points as Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 69-30. Southwest Valley also over Bedford 59-37 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Shenandoah 72-55. Kemper Catholic beat St. Albert 66-57. Carroll over Denison 61-45. And Harlan in overtime over Blair, Nebraska 63-57. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia, 42-27 winners over Griswold. Nick Hiller had 16 points for the Panthers. AHSTW beat Trainer 69-66. R.J. Harris with a double-double, 21 points, 12 rebounds. Rhett Welsh also had a double-double with 20 points and 12 boards for the Vikings. Audubon beat Riverside 72-32. Underwood over IKM Manning 79-58. It was Tri-Center topping Missouri Valley 64-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK 64-44 winners over Glidden-Ralston. Arweva beat Woodbine 57-38. Boyer Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 62-49. From the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 51-48. Stanton beating Heartland Christian 80-20. Essex over Clarinda Academy 75-54. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Spencer Lamb had 27 points, leading Nottoway Valley over Lenox 76-50, and Bedford beat Southwest Valley 63-61 in boys' hoops last night. Well, Drake coach Ray Giacoletti has resigned after three-plus seasons with the Bulldogs. Giacoletti, the former coach at Utah, went just 32-69 at Drake, including a 1-7 start to this season. He'll be replaced by assistant Jeff Rutter for the rest of the season. Giacoletti's stint with the Bulldogs got off to a promising start as he finished 15-16 in the 2013-14 season for a program with just one NCAA tournament appearance since 1971. But Drake finished 9-22 and 7-24 in the next two seasons. The Bulldogs' only win so far this year came against Division III Simpson College. Giacoletti said it's time for a new voice to lead the Bulldogs. Rutter spent seven seasons as an assistant at Iowa State before joining Giacoletti at Drake. Well, the defending champion Villanova Wildcats had a bit of trouble in their first game since climbing to the top of the AP men's basketball poll, but they are 9-0 after squeezing out an 89-79 win over city rival LaSalle last night. Also in the top 25, Duke won a rated matchup in the Jimmy V Classic in New York as the number 5 Blue Devils, an 84-74 winner over 21st rated Florida. Bill Self picked up his 600th coaching victory as Kansas picked up a 105-62 rout of Missouri Kansas City. 14th ranked Virginia, a winner over East Carolina last night, 76-53. And also number 18 Purdue routed Arizona State 97-64. Also last night in top 25 play, it was Arizona beating Cal Irvine by a score of 79-57, the Wildcats are 20th ranked, and also number 23 Notre Dame, a win over Fort Wayne, 87-72. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter hopes the home court remains an advantage when the Hawkeyes host Iowa State tonight. The home team has won the last nine games in that series.
Everybody gets excited about this game. You know, our fans get excited about it. Our players get a little bit more amped for it. It's just a great rivalry.
Well, the Hawkeyes are 6-3. The Cyclones have been impressive in a 6-1 start, and Bluter says the Hawkeyes will need to play well and can't rely on the home court.
We know that that doesn't guarantee us anything, and we know that we almost got it over at their place last year. We were there. I think we had an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter, so we know anything can happen, obviously, and we know that we're not invincible on our home court since we've already lost here before this year. But certainly, we're going to have the comfort of playing. We love playing in Carver.
The Cyclones will be in search of their first win in Carver Hawkeye Arena since 2006.
This series has kind of gone that way for quite a while. I mean, we win at home, they win there. And I think it's a byproduct of both teams are usually pretty good. And both teams have an understanding of, hey, we're playing at home and we're not going to let our rival come in and beat us at home. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Tip time 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you live, 6:45. We'll get the broadcast started this evening. In college football news, Baylor has a new head coach. The Bears have hired Matt Rhule, the former head coach at Temple. Rhule becomes the full-time replacement for two-time Big 12 champion Art Briles, who was dismissed after a scathing report over the university's handling of sexual assault complaints. And in baseball news, the American League East champions have landed one of baseball's top pitchers. The Red Sox have acquired pitcher Chris Sale from the White Sox for four prospects, including highly touted third baseman Yoan Moncada. The 27-year-old Sale was 17-10 with a 3.34 ERA for Chicago last season and made the AL All-Star team for the fifth straight year. Sale joins a rotation that includes current Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello, former winner David Price, and All-Star knuckleballer Stephen Wright. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.